听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And my name is Rachel, and we're so glad you joined us. We're going to finish our lesson today on the wonder of Germany. And we know that Germany is a very special place this time of the year. December is a month when it really comes alive, and there are plenty of celebrations and shopping and eating and so many things to do.
That's right. We are now in the Advent season, and we talked about that. That is a special time, the 4 weeks before Christmas, and lots of people love to travel in Germany and visit the 2,500 markets there, Christmas markets, full of fun and food and Christmas fun.
Exactly. The Christmas spirit is everywhere. So we've been to the northern markets, the eastern, the western, and now we're headed to the southern market. So we have much to talk about today. I hope your magazines are open to page 21, and let's begin our reading in the left, in the right-hand column in line one.
Christmas wonder in Germany. Southern markets. Many of the Christmas markets in southern Germany are famous for their Advent concerts and other musical celebrations. Ulm, for example, offers a nightly concert of Christmas music during the season. Regensburg features the famous Regensburg Boys Choir, and Passau holds an organ recital on the world's largest cathedral organ. Augsburg. The city of Augsburg hosts what some call the most beautiful of all the Christmas markets. During Augsburg's angel play, 24 angels appear in 24 windows of the 16th century city hall. With robes rustling in the wind, the angels fill the air with beautiful music. Munich. Munich's Krippelmarkt specializes in nativity scenes with figures carved from wood, wax, or other materials. In addition to the nativity scenes, locally made handicrafts, such as wooden nutcrackers, can also be purchased. Historically, Christmas markets opened at the start of the Advent season and lasted only 2 to 3 days. Today, however, most markets begin at the end of November and last until Christmas Eve. This works well in Germany, where people celebrate during the entire 4 weeks of the Advent season.
Okay, remember, each market has a theme, and as we go to the southern markets, we'll find that their themes include music and that kind of thing. Many of the Christmas markets in southern Germany are famous for their Advent concerts and other musical celebrations. So, if you don't want to go to the beach, or if you're not really interested in history too much, but you love music, go to the south, and you'll find some markets that deal with music.
You sure will. Now, usually I don't think of market and music together, but I think that you can find so much. These markets are much different from what we think of when we think of a market. We might think of a night market, for example, and even though there's plenty of shopping here, there's much more than shopping. There are celebrations, and a lot of them revolve around music, especially in the south. So there's a city called Ulm, I think is how you say it, U-L-M, and this place offers a nightly concert of Christmas music during the season.
Okay, and what season are we talking about? We're talking about the Advent season in particular, and that's again the 4 weeks before Christmas. So how great would that be? Every night you could go out and listen to beautiful Christmas music live and enjoy the atmosphere at this market. That would be great.
I think so too, Steve. And obviously it shows that a lot of people put a lot of work into these concerts. I can't imagine the people who are performing do it night after night after night, or maybe they have different performers, but it just shows that this is a very important time. They're not just focused on December 25th, Christmas Day, but they're focused on the Advent season and preparing themselves for Christmas.
Mm, good. Well, Regensburg features the famous Regensburg Boys Choir. And Passau holds an organ recital on the world's largest cathedral organ. So these are two highlights for you to look out for if you travel to southern Germany during Christmas.
Exactly. And we have a couple of words to define here, choir and cathedral. Let's start with choir. A choir is just a group of people who sing. Now, often we think of a church choir, and those are people who sing together in church. They sing or they perform for the rest of the people, for an audience. But there can be other kinds of choirs. There are many, many kinds of choirs. In fact, Steve, when I was in college, I sung in a big choir, and that was a lot of fun. There were over 100 people in that choir.
Right. Some choirs can get very, very big. Some choirs aren't so big, but they're a lot of fun to listen to. Sometimes choirs don't have any instruments accompanying them. They sing a cappella, and that's a lot of fun, too. But I imagine it would be really, really great to go out on a cold night, maybe with some hot chocolate in your hand, and go listen to this beautiful Christmas music sung by the choir. Well, nearby, Passau holds an organ recital, so you can hear organ music as well.
Yes, you can. And you can hear this music on the world's largest cathedral organ. Now, if you know anything about the organ, it's a very regal or big instrument. I guess if you really hear a great organ played well, it is just amazing. It can really stir your spirit, I think. And this is the world's largest cathedral organ. So it's very loud and regal, and you might feel like you're back a few hundred years ago during the times when they would play a lot of this music in the churches and things like that. Let's look at that word cathedral, Steve. What is a cathedral?
Well, you just used the word church, Rachel, and that's basically what a cathedral is. It's a large church. But what makes a cathedral different from a regular church is that it's the main church of an area. Okay, so it's kind of like the mother church of an area.
That's right. It's very important. Well, let's move on to line 11 now, and we're going to go to a city called Augsburg. And if you want to check the map on page 20 in your magazine, you can see where these cities are. And remember to go down south, because that's where we're at the moment. The city of Augsburg hosts what some call the most beautiful of all the Christmas markets. So if you're looking for beautiful places to see and beautiful things to see, head to Augsburg.
Okay, apparently there's a play there. There's some drama going on in Augsburg. It's called the Angel Play, and there's 24 angels there that appear in 24 windows of the 16th century city hall. So you can get this feeling, this Christmas feeling, the Christmas spirit with the Angel Play.
This is kind of fun. And if you look at the text in your magazine, you'll see that angels is in quotes here, because obviously these are people dressed up as angels, but I'm sure they appear very lifelike, and they appear in these windows, 24 different windows in this city hall. And what's interesting about the city hall, Steve, is that it's quite old, 16th century.
Right. What a sight that must be. And some of them are singing, maybe playing an instrument, and they have these beautiful costumes on, rustling, actually, in the wind. That's what their robes are doing. And when something rustles, it makes a noise because it's rubbing against something else. I think of leaves rustling in the wind, maybe paper making noise, and clothes also can rustle.
That's right. But it's usually kind of a light sound. It's not a very loud sound, usually. So their robes are rustling in the wind, and the angels fill the air with beautiful music. Oh, I bet it's just wonderful. That's something very unique that you'll only find in Augsburg. Well, let's visit the chat room right now and then take a break. But don't go away. We'll be right back with the remainder of our lesson.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Linda.
And my name is Ken. So, Linda, in our article today, we read about Advent. Do you know anything about it? Is it a part of Christmas?
Well, the word comes from the Latin word meaning to come. So we can also say the advent of the iPhone has changed the way people use phones. But you see, this is a capital letter, right?
Right, it is.
So it is a period of time in the Christian church that actually starts on the Sunday nearest November 30th, and it goes until Christmas Eve. There are four Sundays involved. It's a time of preparation and waiting for the birth of Jesus, God's Son, on Christmas Eve. It is a special time for people to think about their lives in relationship to God.
Advent 这个字表示 to come, 就是到来、来临的意思。若是用大写的 A, Advent 表示基督教的降临节，也就是圣诞夜前四个星期的这段时间，人们会在 Advent 的期间预备以及等待 the Advent of Jesus, 耶稣的到来。Anything else with Advent?
Well, as we read in the article, there are special Christmas concerts during this time, and lots of families, especially those with children, have Advent calendars or Advent candles.
What are those?
Well, Advent calendars help kids count down to Christmas. Some are made of paper, and you can open up a different window each day to see a scene about the story of Christmas.Or I have one made of fabric, and when my children were little, and not so little, I put candy canes in each day.
Okay, what about Advent candles?
Okay, well, these are often in churches, and also people have them in their homes, too. They are usually made with four purple candles. The first Sunday in December, you light one candle. The second Sunday, you light two. The third, you light three. And one white candle that is lit on Christmas Day.
外国人过圣诞节也有所谓的 Advent Calendars, 降临节日历，这是让小朋友 count down, 倒数计时，期待圣诞夜的到来。Advent Candles 是降临节蜡烛，总共有四根，在 Advent 的四个星期中，每一个星期就会点亮一根，一直到圣诞节当天，四根蜡烛都点亮着。
Time now for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're on page 22 if you've just joined us. We are visiting different Christmas markets around Germany.
We sure are, and right now we're in the southern part of Germany, and we were talking about some unique things you'd find there. I think a lot of the markets revolve around music, and you can hear Advent concerts and boys' choirs and organ recitals, and you can even see a...kind of a play or a drama where angels appear and they sing beautiful music.
Let's head to Munich now. Munich, of course, is in the southern part of Germany, and there is a market there called Kripplermarkt, and it specializes in nativity scenes with figures carved from wood, wax, or other materials. Now, nativity, what is that dealing with, Rachel?
Well, the nativity refers to... The New Testament account of Christ's birth. So when we talk about a nativity scene, it's usually some sort of picture of what must have taken place when Christ was born. So maybe there's little figurines, we might say, and you might see a small nativity set, or people might actually pretend to be the characters like Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus, and they representA living nativity. There are both.
Yeah, great. So it could be like a drama of a nativity scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess Munich specializes in this, and that's one of our words there. It means it focuses on the nativity scene here at this special market. And these figures from the nativity scene, as you said, Rachel, they could be little figurines, but they are carved from wood,wax, or other materials.
Okay, so obviously nativity scenes here that we're talking about again are little things that are handmade. So these are things that you can purchase. And even nowadays, a lot of people will put a nativity scene in their homes at Christmas time. And it's a way to tell the Christmas story. I think often the parents will use it to explain to the children what happened in the first Christmas. So these are really neat gifts to buy.
Okay, and there's a picture there on the right-hand side of this page of a nativity scene, so you can get an idea of what one looks like. Well, in addition to nativity scenes, locally made handicrafts such as wooden nutcrackers can also be purchased. So I'm getting the idea that there are a lot of things you can buy that are made by hand, handicrafts, you might say, things that are carved out of wood and wax.
Exactly. And some of the most famous objects are, besides the nativity scenes, the nutcrackers, the wooden nutcrackers. There's a picture of a nutcracker at the top of page 22, and it's a little man that cracks a nut in his teeth, and we're going to actually learn more about nutcrackers later in the month, so stay tuned. But it is a very neat gift, very authentic, something that comes from Germany and people love to display in their homes at Christmas time.
If you've ever bought walnuts whole, you'll need a nutcracker. Those nuts are tough to crack open. So sometimes a nutcracker comes in handy and it makes a great Christmas gift.
It sure does. I remember playing around with a nutcracker when I was a kid, and if you learn how to do it right, it's really kind of a neat little thing, and then you can enjoy the nice walnut or whatever, pecan or something you might use it for. Okay, let's move on to line 6 now. Oh, before we do, Steve, we should look at that word purchased. I almost jumped over that word. What does it mean to purchase something?
Okay, that's a formal way of saying to buy something. Very simple. When you purchase something, you buy it. Okay, let's move on to the next paragraph now. It says, historically, Christmas markets opened at the start of the Advent season, which was 4 weeks or 4 Sundays before Christmas, and they lasted only 2 or 3 days. So that's what happened in the past. Today is different though, right, Rachel?
Definitely. I think because of all of the excitement and the popularity, there's a demand for these markets to be open much longer than 2 or 3 days. So as our author says in the text, today most markets begin at the end of November and last until Christmas Eve. So that's pretty much a good 4 or 5 weeks of markets.
That's right. So the markets still begin at the beginning of Advent, but instead of closing after 2 or 3 days, as they did in the past, they stay open until Christmas Eve. And this works well in Germany, where people celebrate during the entire 4 weeks of the Advent season. And I would guess, again, that it's not just the German people who are celebrating, but it's people from maybe all over the world. I would guess there are people who love to travel to Germany at this time because it's such a wonderful time of year. The Christmas spirit is everywhere.
I agree, Steve. And what I like about this is that there's so much history involved, and many of the markets try to keep things the way that they were 100, 200 years ago, and you can still buy a lot of the same things. I think sometimes, growing up in America, we start shopping for Christmas presents in November or even earlier, but things seem to just focus so much around shopping and we don't really take the time to celebrate the Advent season. So I think I would enjoy going to Germany during these few weeks and really getting a taste of the Christmas spirit.
You're right, Rachel. Again, in the West, we often focus on just one day, Christmas Day, but there in Germany, the focus is on Advent season, which is about 4 weeks long. So it's 1 month out of the year that they're celebrating this holiday.
Right. So we've taken you to northern, southern, eastern, and western Germany. We hope that we've given you a taste and a flavor of what you'll find there if you're ever in that beautiful country during the Christmas season. Now let's watch a little bit more about Christmas in Germany.
Be enveloped by the festive environment. Discover the medieval Germany. Admire the world's tallest Christmas pyramid and enjoy the classical music. Children can also enjoy fun rides on old trains or perhaps on a historical carousel. Who knows? Maybe a visit to a winter Christmas market is on your wish list this year. You are certainly welcome.
Choir.
My mom has been singing in the church choir for over 30 years. Cathedral. If you go to London next year, be sure to hear the cathedral choir at St. Paul's. Rustling. I like to open my windows to hear the leaves rustling in the wind. Purchased. On Japan's east coast, many beautiful kinds of pearls can be purchased.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 我们来看第一个重点， rustling 这个现在分词，它是 rustle, R-U-S-T-L-E, 因为摩擦而沙沙作响的这个动词的现在分词，在这里是用在现在进行式。我们来看几个例句，例如 We listen to the small animals rustling in the woods, 我们听着小动物们在树林中悉数作响的声音，或者是 The leaves were rustling in the cold winter wind, 树叶在寒冷的东风中悉数作响。 Rustling 也可以当形容词，例如 The sound of rustling paper, 沙沙的纸张的声音。继续我们来看的是 specialize 这个动词，我们看到这个字里面有 special, 特别的这个形容词，所以 specialize 是指专精于某一方面，如果要说明是哪一方面的话，是用 in 这个介系词，例如 We went to a restaurant which specializes in seafood, 我们去一家特别会做海鲜料理的餐厅，或者是 Larry is a doctor who specializes in treating leukemia,Larry 是一位专精治疗血癌的医生。最后我们看的是 purchased 这个过去分词，它是 purchase, P-U-R-C-H-A-S-E, 购买这个动词的过去分词。我们先来看原型 purchase 的例句，例如 Many buyers want to purchase this house, 许多买主都想要买这栋房子。那我们再来看一个用过去分词 purchased 用在被动语态的句子，例如Tickets for this football game must be purchased 2 weeks in advance. 这场球赛的票一定要在两周前就购买。And don't go away yet. Stay tuned for more.
Thanks, Michelle. Let's review. Question number one. Where can you find 24 angels in 24 windows? Is it in A, Augsburg, B, Regensburg, C, Ulm, or D, Munich?Now, we talked about all of these cities, friends. Do you remember?
Which one was it? It was A, Augsburg. Number two, what does Munich's Kripplermarkt specialize in? A, nightly concerts, B, an angel play, C, organ recitals, or D, nativity scenes?
Rachel. I remember this one, Steve. It is letter D.Nativity scenes. Well, friends, we hope that you've learned something new and that you will continue to join us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide.
That's right. Hey, friends, get into the Christmas spirit and join us for another lesson here.
Now it's time for our musical skit. Take it away, Black Pearl.
What's going on in your mind? Do you ever think about me? Do you ever take the time? During each day, are you longing for my comforting ways? Do you ever think about me like I think about you? Do you? About me, am I ever on your mind? on before you go to sleep,
sleep at night.
Do you ever wake up wanting to talk to me? It's an unsolved mystery. What's going on in your mind? Do you ever think about me? Do you ever take the time during each day? Are you longing for my comforting ways? Do you ever think about me like I think about you? Do you? Am I an unsolved mystery?
Black Pearl, Studio Classroom. Bye-bye, friends.